Remember a long time ago, some of you will remember this. When you were a child, you were taught to say thank you. That was, you know, it took a while, and it didn't always come easily because sometimes you didn't want to say thank you. But your parents would insist that this is proper behavior. If someone does something for you, if someone gives something to you, the proper response is thank you, even if you don't like it. Thank you. And then there was always say, like when somebody gave you a present, like grandma or grandpa or somebody like that, or an aunt or an uncle, you always had to write that little note in your own handwriting that says thank you. And if you notice in our world today, there's not a whole lot of that. How many times people very generously give gifts to other people, and how often it's like, what's the big fuss about this? Why is it necessary for me to say thank you? It's like I have a right to that. I get sometimes highly disturbed about, say, when people die, and how often it becomes a real issue in the families when the estate is distributed, or when it's tried to be taken care of, how often one feels that they have a right to this because they did something in their lifetime that they feel that this is their right. And it's not something that's a gift from your family, but it's something that I feel like I have a right to. And I think it's all following this whole sense in our world today that I have rights, and we all do, we know that. But what about your rights? If your rights and my rights conflict, what do we do then? And nobody wants to back down. You see that in these crazy drivers sometimes, you know? These people that get out of control, and they want to kill you because you maybe didn't stop for them or didn't do something for them or something that they perceived that you, but they have no tolerance for that kind of stuff. It's like our world has become so egocentric that we forget that there are other people in this world. People who have given a lot to us, who have done a lot for us, who continue to do a lot for us. I mean, we need each other. When God created, he didn't give everybody the same gifts and the same talents. He gave us all something different so that we could work together in a better place for everybody. So some people may have highly skilled jobs. Some people may have what we would consider very ordinary jobs. But everybody is contributing to the good of this whole world. And we should learn to appreciate what each and every other person is doing, rather than demanding that it's my way or no way, or demanding my rights and forgetting that it really is not a right to do whatever I please. It's really a right to do what is best. But so many times in our world, I'm sure if you've been observant at all, you can't help but notice how what we would call, when I was a kid, ingratitude, how much the world has of that today, rather than this graciousness of simply saying, thank you. Somebody holds a door for you. Thank you. Maybe it's a very small act, maybe it's a pure accident that my hand was stuck in the knob or something, and I couldn't get it out in time to let it slam in your face, you know. But the fact that they still did that, it deserves an acknowledgement that they have done something good and thoughtful, and you appreciate that. Well, the stories in the readings today kind of deal with that same sort of thing. We talk about in both the Old Testament story and the Gospel story about lepers, really considered outcast. They were not allowed to associate with other people. They had to kind of hang around in their own little cluster of people wherever they could find a few people that would be willing to go along with them. But they had to be also lepers. And so they were not allowed to socialize with other people. They were not allowed to go where other people went. They were not allowed to pray in the same places where other people prayed. All of that sort of stuff. I mean, they were really outcasts. They were outsiders, and nobody wanted to be near them, and they didn't want anybody, and nobody wanted to be near them. And so these lepers come to our Lord. And from a distance, they holler at him, "Lord, we'd like to be healed." And acknowledging the fact that they believed he had the power to do that, he said to them, "Go show yourself to the priest." And that was part of the, if a person was ever cured of leprosy in those days, the ritual was that they had to go show themselves to the priest, and they would see that they were healed, and then they were no longer isolated from the rest of the community. So anyway, as they're going to show themselves to the priest, I guess they all figured they were healed because they were making that step. But one recognized that he no longer had leprosy. And so he turned around, and he came back, and he fell at the feet of Jesus, and he said, "Thank you. You've changed my life. You've made my life worth living again. I can be with other people. I can pray with other people. I can work with other people. I can visit other people. I can eat with them. What a tremendous gift you've given to me. Thank you." And so Jesus lifted him up. The man was on his knees at Jesus' feet. Think about our world today. Think about our own lives. How many times do you get up in the morning and thank God for the gift of life? It's a gift. Nobody has any guarantees. We don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get up tomorrow morning. It's God's gift. And as a gift, it's not something that I have a right to. It's not something I can demand. I recognize it's a gift. And so I say to the one who gives it to me, "Thank you. I will use my day to the best of my ability to give praise to you, to give thanks to you, to acknowledge that this is a gift from you." No one of us has any guarantees about health. That can change in an instant. Do we ever say thank you? The fact that I can get up in the morning and see, that I'm able to read, that I'm able to think, that I'm able to walk and talk. Do we ever think about that as a gift? A gift from a God who loves us so much that every moment of our being, he is sustaining us. We don't live without our Lord being there to say, "I'm holding you together today." We don't exist. Do we ever take time to say thank you? And if we do say thank you, what does it mean to us? Appreciate it, or I'm simply tolerating this because I'm saying this because I think I'm supposed to, but I really don't know what you've done so much for me today. What is your thank you? And like the lepers, they took something with them. When they went to the Lord to thank him, they said that something had changed very dramatically in their lives, and that they would always accept and believe in the Lord, that they would always honor him and thank him and give glory to his name. That's what their gratitude was about. So we think about, these are minor things, you know, this holding door for somebody or writing a note to say thanks for a little gift that somebody gave, thought about giving to you, and all of those things. We do need to develop this attitude that when somebody gives a gift, especially when our God gives a gift, he does it out of total, absolute, complete all-embracing love for each one of us. Somehow, we need to appreciate that. And we need to let him know that we appreciate that. The lepers who were healed, one of them out of 10 came back. Are we going to be that one? Or are we like the other 9 that, oh wow, we're healed, let's go on and go on with the rest of our lives and forget about, who was that guy anyway that did that? Who was that one that said, go show yourself to the priest? Maybe they won't even remember his name, but one did. I think what he asked us to do is to be that one.